And you're back with Annie and Matt on Solidarity Breakfast. And we've got John Kelly on the line. He's a conservation advocate and he's from the Invasive Species Organisation. G'day, John. How are you?
Good, thanks, Annie. How are you doing?
Good. Now, I'm not sure people are very aware of just how invasive the species are in Australia. If you go to the bush, you're really aware of it. But do you want to give our listeners some understanding of what the Invasive Species Organisation is focusing on?
Yeah, so we talk about the impact of invasive species on our environment and our native species. So we've got a significant issue in Australia where invasive species are a really significant driver of extinction. And I think that when people think about animal extinctions, particularly with our native species, they envision it as something that's kind of happened in the past predominantly. But the reality is we are still seeing growing impacts from invasive species on our native animals and birds right to this day. So you think of things like feral foxes, cats out in the environment doing incredible damage. There's also animals like deer that are running rampant through Victoria, doing immense damage to our environment, putting a whole lot of our native animals and plants at risk, and really putting pressure on a whole lot of environmental systems. That mean that that create a threatening process that put pressure on our species and expose them to significant risk. So if we're serious about protecting our very precious, unique, incredibly rich biodiversity in this country, then tackling the invasive species threat is one of the most significant things that we can do.
It's fascinating because I lived in the bush up near the high country for a number of years, and I was really blown away by, one, the level of runaway plants that were obviously planted as, you know, municipal, medicinal or other types of plants at little homesteads and stuff, and they're just wild across the landscape. But, you know, you talk about things like deer, but I mean even chooks, wild chooks all over the place. And people are talking about Gippsland being a pristine environment, but of course it's not, is it? And these animals have, exponential disastrous effects on the landscape.
Yeah, and Victoria is, you know, we used to call it the Garden State, but the garden has become really overrun. The reality is Victoria is the most cleared state in Australia.
Yep.
Environmental systems have been impacted in some way by what the things that we have introduced to the environment, whether that be animal species, whether that be the plants that have turned into weeds that are now filling, you know, entire parts of the ecosystem and really changing the way those systems work. You can go to parts of Victoria where its entire forest gullies are just covered in blackberry.
Yeah.
Or you can go, you don't have to go far from Melbourne to up into the Dandenong and Yarra Ranges to see the impact of plants like English ivy.
Yeah.
Or wandering trad, which is everywhere up there, and the impact of those plants is really significant. Yeah, and these are things that you can still go and buy at nurseries today. So we have this relationship with invasive plants and species that I think is sometimes all backwards in Australia. We don't value our environmental you know, as significant and unique biodiversity as much as we should, and we keep introducing and exposing, you know, our precious environment to these threatening systems that are having a really devastating impact out there.
Now, the Invasive Species Council is going to have an evening, which next week, where you've got people coming to, because you're raising people's awareness. It's not just, you're creating a community, but you're also getting people to understand how extensive and important this issue is.
That's right. We do a whole range of events and activities. I've been touring around Victoria and holding community forums and meetings about invasive species, particularly around the deer issue in Victoria. We, you know, we have a significant problem in Victoria in that we protect deer as a game species in order to maintain a high population so people can enjoy
hunting deer and eating venison, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and so we've now got the largest population of deer in the country. There's hundreds of thousands of these
animals. Oh my God!
Yeah, and they are having a really significant impact on our natural environment. They're trashing our forests. They're polluting the waterways. They're an increasing menace on the roads. They're having a really devastating impact on landholders and farmers. But we have this kind of different attitude to deer and different legal framework around deer in Victoria to every other mainland state and territory. And that kind of puts us behind where we really ought to be in terms of trying to deal with these animals. So,
well, that actually is very interesting because of the active push by the Victorian government is actually actively preferencing game fishers and shooters.
Yeah, and so we've got a kind of cultural thing in Victoria where we have our laws around deer flow from the idea that we should be protecting the populations of deer that exist as a gaming resource. Now, this is antiquated thinking. This is a throwback to, you know, 19th century idea of you know, making our landscape more European and more Northern Hemisphere like for the enjoyment of people who want to...
What, the landed gentry going around doing their shooting holidays?
Yeah, it's a bit of that. But the reality is that the problem we've got is we now have, you know, anywhere up to, you know, hundreds of thousands, 700,000, even a million deer have been some of the estimates for Victoria.
Oh, my God.
These are huge numbers of animals that are doing... And it's really significant damage to the environment. And it's when you go to places like East Gippsland, where I was a few weeks ago, talking to people out there and kind of documenting some of the impacts, you see the really shocking state of some parts of the forest. So deer do things like they'll rub on trees, which exposes the heartwood to pathogens and fungal disease, and they eventually push trees over. So you can see rainforest gullies that would ordinarily be damp and quite shady that have been opened up that have no mid-canopy trees.
God.
So it's changing. They're almost like, the way I put it is that these animals are kind of terraforming the environment. They're changing it at a fundamental level to be something different to what it has been. And so, you know, this exposes us to all sorts of issues. It puts incredible pressure on our native species. It does incredible damage to our forests. These animals like trash our waterways. So you just have to see the wallows that they make and the damage that they do to creeks and streams and the habitat loss that means for iconic species like platypus and.
Oh my God, it's terrible!
The other thing, it's even worse. Well, they kind of act like a kind of a force multiplier for other threats, you know. So where they go, you get these weedy, invasive species that grow up after them. So that becomes changing the forest. So the forests become more bushfire prone. So really, they're a problem on a whole lot of different levels.
Oh, goodness. If people want to, we have to finish off. It's quite a dark sort of subject, really, but it's incredibly important. Tell people about the information night so that they can perhaps go along and perhaps be part of the positive change.
Yeah, look, if people want to get in touch with me, they're very welcome to do so. My email address is just johnk@invasives.org.au. If they want to find out more about what we're doing, what we're up to, that's the best way to get in touch. Or they can just go to our website and that'll get through to me. I'm running a series of information and community nights over the next few months. I'll be in different parts of the state talking about that. I think it's really important that people understand that there are some, there are stories of hope in all this. There's really amazing work being done to protect our native species, to rewild the environment in places where we can protect habitat and give threatened species, a chance to thrive. And I think, we've got this bird flu situation happening right now, which is a really dark time. It's a really confronting time. But I think it also presents us with a challenge where we can respond with some kind of positivity by doing everything that we can as a community, as government, as ordinary people, to give our iconic, precious native species the very best chance of us coming through this crisis and recovering on the other side. So I think as a community, we have a choice about how we respond to these threats, and it's really important that we work collectively to come up with solutions and to, encourage government, and I use the word encourage in the strongest possible sense, to really, put their money where their mouth is and fund the type of stuff that we know works to give our species the very best fighting chance.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, John.
It's been a pleasure, Annie. Thank you.